Hey, friend! Welcome to Perspectives into Practice, a place where life's stories meet practical wisdom. Together, we'll explore how faith-filled perspectives can transform the way we live, love, and grow. So grab a seat, settle in, and join us on this journey to turn inspiration into action. Let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome back to Perspectives into Practice. Today we're diving into a powerful story of David. Yes, the young shepherd boy who defeated a giant. If you've ever felt small, unqualified, or overlooked, this is your reminder that if God called you to it, no one and nothing can call you out of that. I'm so excited. My sister Brianna is back with me. This is part two of our series. Today we are talking about being a warrior woman of God, which is where David comes in. Brianna is not only wise, but she's passionate, and she brings so much heart to these conversations, and I know that you guys love it when she's here. So welcome, Brianna. Thanks for coming back.
Hello. Thanks. I am so honored to be back again.
I love having these conversations with you. Catching up. So I also love sharing a fun fact, and your fun fact this week is that you are seriously gifted in finding treasures in thrift stores. So for those listening, if there was an Olympic thrifting event, she would take home the gold.
Yes.
I mean, yep. Tell me I'm wrong.
You are not. You are not. Tell me it. They're like, I just don't know how you do it. You always find the good stuff. I can't help it. I'm blessed with it. I don't know what to say.
It's that patience. You have to have patience. I've been with some people who cannot stand thrifting, and it's because they don't want to look through it. But you have to look at every single item.
Yes, yes. And go to all of them. Like, me and my husband,
everyone,
go on thrifting road trips where we'll hit three or four different stores at a time. And I mean, sometimes it's a bust, but I will tell you, I'll give you the hack of all hacks. Don't get a buggy because it blocks it. You ain't gonna find nothing good if you grab a buggy. You just gotta walk in with empty arms, and then you're gonna find all the good stuff.
Perfect. Well, you've heard it here first, folks. If you want to win at that Olympic thrifting competition, no buggies needed.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, let's dive in. So we are talking about being a warrior woman in Christ. And to start us off, I'd love to know how, because, you know, we like to define our terms here. How do you define being a warrior woman? And how does that relate to David's story?
Being a warrior, definitely. Looking up the definition of the word warrior, warrior is somebody who walks without fear, somebody who is able to stand on the front lines, someone who is able to protect others for their own sake. Being a warrior, a woman warrior in Christ is something that is so belittled is not the word, but it's not a common thing in Christianity. And being a woman warrior in Christ is an undeniable, powerful calling that once you receive that, you will walk with your head held high because you know you are defending Christ.
Oh, yes, yes. For the women listening, how can we be called to be a warrior woman, and what does that look like practically?
I think that it's listening, having your ears open. We're talking about David and Goliath and being a David, and he was a warrior, and his calling came from being in a nobody's no place area. He was a He was a peon. He was the smallest of his brothers. He was left behind because he was not good enough to be a part of what all they had to do. But God called him. He said, you know what? You are the perfect person that I need to do this job. And if he hadn't have listened, then we wouldn't have the great story of David and Goliath. But David was a passionate person. Yeah. He loved the Lord and he listened, whether he was fearful or not. He listened. Yeah. So I think that becoming a warrior depends on you. If you are willing to be a warrior and stand in the front field and take the arrows of the enemy to give God the glory, then you, my friend, are a warrior.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what I love about the story of David is that he was a shepherd boy. He took care of sheep. He was out in the fields and he was out in the wilderness where there a lot of times wasn't anything else. So it was him, the sheep, and Jesus. And all throughout that quiet time that he spent with the Lord, he was also working on fighting the enemy for the sheep. He was fighting against the bears and the wolves and whatever else would try to come to get his sheep. And so unbeknownst to him at the time, God was preparing him to be a warrior for such a time as this, for the right time when he called him up, and then he was obedient, even though it was scary, because if you guys have read the story of David and Goliath, Goliath is a massive, huge human giant. And everyone else was terrified, scared of him. And the other team, it's not teams, but the other team used him as their defense. They're like, hey, I know they're going to be scared of this guy because he's massive. And David says, not with my God, not with my God. I have a bigger God. So when you think of David's story, Brianna, how have you ever felt like you're going up against giants in your life?
Oh, I have too many scenarios. We would be talking for hours. But it's everyday occurrences where you have to put on your body of armor. Ephesians 6, it talks about our body of armor and all of the things it takes to be a warrior. And I've said this before, there are many instances in the Bible that we talk about that where they are put in situations where they don't really have a choice. And in this specific situation, David had a choice. He didn't have to go. Let's get comfortable. Okay. You just get comfortable. Let's talk about let's talk about David. He was a very little guy. He was tiny. He was made fun of. His brothers did not like him. His brothers did awful things to him. His brothers sold him. That's a whole nother story.
Spoiler alert.
They were awful to him. And when the Pharisees came and they said, hey, we need somebody to come and fight for us, they sent all of the brothers. And the brothers were like, this guy's too big. And David, who was willing to go at the time, was held back and said, you know what? You're not big enough. You're not strong enough. You're not smart enough. This isn't your thing. And finally,
his job was just to take their brother's lunch and then go tell his dad that the brothers were still alive.
Yeah, exactly. And so when he took their food to them and he seen the situation, David said, I got this. There's not even come on, guys. And even in that moment, they're like, David, you're stupid. David, that's the stupidest thing that you could have ever said. You know what? If you really think that that's what you're going to do, go over there and talk to the king. Tell the king your idea, because I bet he's going to think you're stupid too. So even the authority of that scenario said, David, you're too tiny. You're too little. This isn't your thing. And again, they put David in a situation where David said, mic drop. Watch this. He went out without fear, without the proper, we have armor. We have the helmet of righteousness. We have the breastplate of the sword. We have all of those things. David did not. David went out there. He said, I got this. And he defeated the biggest enemy at the time with only a prayer. And as a woman of the Lord, as a warrior of Christ, we are put against those situations every single day. We are told we are not good enough, that we are not strong enough, that we are not powerful enough, that we are not educated enough. But yet the Lord called me to this. The Lord told me this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Everybody else is going to think that you're crazy. Everybody else is going to tell you that you're unqualified. I'm so sorry. But then the Lord, who is bigger, is going to show up and show out. And he is going to put you in your David, and you're going to defeat the Goliath, and you are going to be the story of the book that everybody wants to read, because they then will say, well, I thought that. I thought maybe she, or becoming your David is probably one of the most powerful things that you can do in your walk with the Lord. And it's really just given a big O to you and your opinion. Because we know that we are all directed by other people's opinions of us. And David did not care. David did not care what they said about him. David did not care what he thought. David knew he was tiny. David was 2 feet tall. Yep. No, he was not. He was normal size. But compared to Goliath, he was.
He was young. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and even Saul tried to dress him up in his own armor, in the king's armor, and it was too big for him. Even Saul said, well, sure, yeah, you can go defeat the Goliath, but I want you to dress up in my stuff. I want you to wear my armor. And, you know, David said, okay, tried it on. It was too big. He's like, yeah, no, this is a hindrance. Mm-hmm. This is a hindrance, and I'm just going to walk by faith in what God has given me. And I got a rock and a sling.
I'm good.
And the king's like, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But how often in our own lives do people try to put on their armor, their titles, their preconceived notions on us to say, well, the only way that you're going to make it happen is if you look like me, if you sound like me, if you have this title, if you wear this thing.
Yes, yes.
But what we have to do as warrior women is to stand up and say, no, I'm going to show up full of faith, full of God, and it's going to work better than any of you could have ever imagined, because I've got God on my side, and all I need is a stone and a sling.
Absolutely. And in today's time, it's a Bible and a prayer. In today, a Bible and a prayer. And in the generation that we are in right now, being a warrior, being a soldier for Christ, standing at the front lines to defend our Lord and Savior is one of the hardest jobs that you could ever be blessed with. It is one of the most rewarding jobs that I've ever had. Is it easy? Absolutely not. Is it? Yeah. Is there turmoil? Absolutely. But being able to stand up for Christ, knowing that I'm a David, knowing that no matter what comes my way, my God is bigger, my rock is stronger, and my sling is faster.
Yeah. Yep.
Every day. I'll do it every
single day. So what does that courage look like for you when you're caught, when you're walking out that calling and you feel more like a shepherd boy and not a warrior?
I think that it's an overtime situation. At the very beginning of my walk with the Lord, I was a very timid little shepherd boy. All I knew were my sheep. All I knew were my lambs. I didn't know war. I didn't know what it was to fight. I didn't know any of that. But as I have become an established warrior, as the Lord has continued to put Goliaths in my path, I walk up with my head held and say, bring it. Because I know my God's got me. I know that God is going to carry me through. I know that he will defend me. It's not easy. It doesn't, not going to say it don't hurt, but he always has my back. And that's a progressional thing. You can't, you know, one of the things that, you know, I talk about is that, you know, we both work out, and you've said it in previous podcasts that you can't show up to the gym one day and expect by the day two that you're going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger buff. That's just not how it works.
No, you cannot.
Now, don't tell me I don't want it, but it's an every single day thing. And it's the same thing with being
a
warrior.
Show up.
And if warrior is too intimidating for you as a word, you can be a David. Just be a David. David wasn't a warrior. Yes. He fought, but he was by no means a soldier. He had no shields. He had no swords. He had no helmet. He had no training. He had none of that. He just said, my God's bigger. My God's bigger. Yeah. But every single day, every single situation, when you allow yourself to walk up to that situation and say, I'm going to defeat that Goliath, that's what makes you a stronger warrior. You showing up consistently is what makes you a warrior. You be standing in front of your battle and saying, I will defeat that Goliath, is what makes you a warrior. And the more you become a warrior, the easier and easier and easier every single battle you face becomes. And your battles don't have to be big like a Goliath. Your battles can be you're fighting for your kids. Your battle could be you're struggling in your marriage. Your battle could be you're struggling with your weight. Your battle could be you're struggling going to church. Your battle could be so many things, but staying consistent and staying in the front fields of it and reminding your Goliath, my God is bigger. My God has got this. Watch out, because here comes the stone. That is what makes you a warrior.
Yeah. So how do you keep showing up when no one sees that battle but you? Because I'm sure that there's ladies listening. And they're like, yeah, I've been there and no one believes me, or no one sees this, or it's, you know, maybe their Goliath is literally getting out of bed and putting 2 feet on the floor each morning or taking a shower. And sometimes we're in a season of that. So how do you keep showing up when no one sees that?
That is a very great question. And that's a question that I have had to ask myself multiple times, because that is something that I struggle with. I do struggle with mental health, and there are days that I don't want to get out of bed, and there are days that I don't want to shower, and there are days where my worth is completely gone. But it's those still small whispers from the Holy Spirit that I am His child. This is His battle, not mine. So finding that courage is within you, and relying on the Lord to pull you through those situations. Because I don't have encouraging words for those days, because I struggle with those days myself. But I know that at the end of the day, that I am His child, and that He does have me. And at the end of it all, I will be okay. But also having people around you that are understanding of your situation, that are realistic with your living, makes all the difference as well. Having sisters that will pray for you, having sisters that'll come by and just love on you if you need it, having somebody who will give you an ear, even if you don't want their opinion, even if you don't want advice, please reach out to me or my sister or somebody, because I know those are real battles. And being a warrior in that battle, you have to be strong. So that's my advice.
Even when you feel discouraged and sometimes it feels impossible, I think the best step to success there is everything that you've done before it and everything that you do after that moment. When you are in the Word consistently, when you are praying, when you are in that community of believers, when you set your boundaries properly and respectfully in the people around you and the relationships, when you're in that season of this is discouraging.
I was going to say also, I don't want it to go without saying that becoming a warrior also comes with spiritual warfare. That you're going to fight hard, but it's going to fight back. And that means you're winning. That means you're doing it right. That means that you have scared them. You have scared the evil. So if you're experiencing spiritual warfare, don't allow it to discourage you. It ain't easy, because they're going to come at you with all forces. Just know that if you are experiencing that, you're doing it right.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it says in 1 Samuel, David says, you come to me with a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Oh, that rhymed. Did not do that on purpose.
That's awesome, though.
And we are not fighting flesh and blood, but the principalities and the rulers of darkness. We are fighting the enemy. And some people are wolves in sheepskin, and you have to pull it back and call it what it is. And if you are not a discerning spirit, if you are not close to the Lord, have a good relationship with the Lord, which if you missed our religion versus relationship episode, that was the last one in part of this series. If you don't have that relationship with the Lord, you aren't growing. I mean, you have to work that muscle. Just like we just said, you have to work that muscle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very true. It is very true.
Oh, yes. This is so good. Brianna, thank you so much for being here with us today and even in last week and sharing your heart and helping to grow in our calling for the Lord, to be those warrior women, to have that close relationship with the Lord, to be fighting the evil that is in this world, even though it's hard. So as we wrap it up, you know, I'm going to ask you a very important question, and that is, what is one perspective that you would encourage listeners to apply today?
My perspective would absolutely be find your inner warrior. Find her and let her fight, because she will lead you into the most beautiful parts of your life. Being a warrior is one of the most beautiful things that you could be for Christ.
Beautiful. Yes, do that. Friends, remember, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And if you're in a fight right now that feels too big, maybe you're standing in front of your own Goliath, don't forget who's standing with you. And if you have a story of God's faithfulness, big or small, I'd love to hear it. We are always looking for new friends to come and join us here and share how they've put perspective into practice. Reach out through perspectivesintopractice.com. Let's chat. And remember, even small shifts in perspective can lead to big changes. Now go put those perspectives into practice. Talk to you next time.